This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. The team that's fighting what's now the largest wildfire ever in Colorado has scaled back. They say the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction no longer requires overnight operations. The fire has burned more than 139,000 acres, but is 77% contained. Protesters marched in Denver late last night against police violence in the wake of the shooting of a black man in Kenosha. CPR's Andrew Kenny was there and says several dozen counter-demonstrators also turned out.
Eventually, they collided with the main group of protesters, and there was kind of a tense standoff. Police force was on the scene and immediately started sweeping the groups apart, and as far as I could tell, they pushed the protesters, the main group of protesters, back along 14th Avenue, occasionally firing what appeared to be pepper shots to keep people moving.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Many Colorado students have finished their first week of school. Some districts resumed in-person classes, others went online. For Nicole Gates, who has two boys in Littleton Public Schools, her oldest son has a mix. She says she's worried about the quality of education he's getting. It's not the same as what he would normally learn if he went to school 5 days a week. Gates says she may give her son extra schoolwork because he's finished his online assignments early. Thunderstorms expected in western Colorado. Rain could cause flooding and rock slides near burn scars. A high of 89 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.